Chapter 57. All degraded, living in a land where I'm not allowed to do a handstand. And we gotta start this up again. Two trains are broken, blocking the road. It's been raining all the days of the week. All the kittens from all around are loaded and on the line. Cute little furry shapes hovering above the grass and dirty water. I've got to match my hat in this climate. I think I'll reinforce my hat with tinfoil shards. A micro daisy in my heart, and we floss with the mental leaves and branches, stems and chances. We gotta go through it all down here. We've gotten finalization wraps. We've gotten terminal maps. Got the whole go here. Ground farts and bubbles releasing toxic gases from the buried masses of the people who once lived here. Pools of blood and pus to spit on as you pass. So we track on, leaving bloody footprints on the lawn. Bloody footprints to follow us where we go, strainer shots paint the snow, and each word is ejaculated with a long, greasy belch that fills the air and curls your hair. So he made a fortune, manufacturing syllable guess weight loss pills, and he bought the ancestral farm of his family. People warned him not to cut down that shelter belt. He knew he could have more room there, and he thought their superstitious warning was bullshit. The locals refused to cut down. He paid some program in to do it for him, and when the storm started, that's when everything was what the hell. That's when the demon came out. American, they called this demon. It appears in the form of a headless man in a three-piece suit whose lack of head is usually replaced by some human object like an engine or a bucket for the chicken feed. Headless man on the farm wearing a business suit. Three pieces of night's crafted work. But he's cold and sometimes he has something like a road hazard yellow cone for a head. Or maybe he's got a bicycle pump for a head. Or maybe it's a basketball. Good replacements for his head, because these replacements for his severed head will fall off frequently. He's afraid it will roll off while he's eating, and then everybody will know that now that he's a demon on the farm. I think it's in Spanish to break and banish him on that mushroom psychedelic night. I think I could come out alright. No more semen on the phone number. And somehow, in a room I don't live in anymore, there's a ghost phone ringing. A ghost phone rings and rings. I can hear it ringing in my cells, but it don't exist anymore. An old landline phone I had years ago, able to contact Brendan. Can you get me on the phone that don't exist anymore? I can hear it ring. Though I can hear it ring like it's a rainbow, in such a chance still has lost its, like a lost chord. It's like an MP3 that will never be. That you want some needed, and now you're going to the park bench, thinking about it while eating French fries. There's a letter coming to my old address. A house with that I don't live in anymore. A room lost to me, and someone was not there anymore. In my confusion, in my delirium and infusion, I wonder the view of my grandmother's house. Not the one she lived in before she died, but two houses before that. The people who live there now didn't have the door locked, but they probably should have. I walked in, reeling with confusion, looking about the place. It looks so different, and smells so different. It has a whole different vibe to it now. I crossed through the living room into the kitchen. The old phone that used to hang on the wall with that long, curly cord was gone. The wallpaper was different. Confusion. total shock of reason. Where the fuck was this? What the fuck is this? I walked through the kitchen into the little laundry room and then beyond out the back door. The old sheds were gone, replaced by new sheds with big trucks parked in the backyard and the bark of dogs. I got out of there fast. I thought I was in my old home, lying in bed, listening to some ambient music, but instead, I found I was all sprawled out on the lawn with nothing on. It was cold out in October, cold chill that made me regret having knees and living in a kingdom where your lack of diseases is the only thing that brings you freedom. You've got to go by the anointed words that are branded upon your bone marrow. I regretted it all, degraded, living in a land where I'm not allowed to do a handstand, and if I do, I'll get a reprimand. Reprimand me, all around me, whole society, all coming to congeal, to frown. It's a big, cold, and insidious Master Brown, made to go and bring you down. I didn't bring my grams. I just took some gin, drank it in the closet, late at night. I try to remember girls' phone numbers from 25 years ago. Maybe I could contact fresh young versions of them with my exultant module phonic new wisdoms and reviews. She kept a harp on the carpet. She played it well, too, when she was in school. She has not actually played it for 30 years. It's a harp that would play itself, each string strummed by the fall of your tears. Chapter 58. I got really drunk, and walking into the fog, I got lost. Greasy smears on the phantom moon, mushroom hats bonding sucks, with a goddamn energy drink up the ass curve. Stupid tombstones, inflatable neon styles. The wild woodfish of the central plains. I once met up with a woodfish long ago as a child. The woodfish was one of those types of fish that can crawl from water to another body of water across the land. This was no ordinary fish by any means. For this intelligent fish looks like a piece of wood from a tree. Its fins looked like branches, and it had a human face. The face of a very old and wise man. Long ago, when white people first explored the Great Plains, you might see one or two of these in a lifetime. But now, they are mostly extinct. People would try to kill these fish as a trophy if they saw them. They were things of legend. Other people would try to capture them, keep them in pens, but no captive woodfish ever survived for long. Nowadays, there can't be more than 7 or 8 of them in all of the Great Plains, in fact, all of the world. These fish can live up to 300 years, and they can smell a mate hundreds of miles away. That does little to explain that night. I got really drunk. Walking in the fog, I got lost. What's in the fog? I couldn't see hardly anything at all. I ended up somewhere on the other side of the river, in that big wildlands ranch farm. The ranch is a chaotic complex of outbuildings, barns, pens, many small house-sized buildings of indeterminate use. It was like a confusing suburbs. I got lost in the tangled maze, but I made it out to multiple shelter belts that makes X's, a checkerboard map of something. Chapter 59. The Eclipse Bird. Then there is the Eclipse bird. It only comes out during the eclipse. There's not too many of those. The reason why you only see it during the eclipse is because it's not from here. Like Halloween, but even more so, the eclipses are a very thin veil. A very thin alignment of the dimensions of the alternative worlds. This eclipse bird doesn't come from here. This eclipse bird, it comes from elsewhere. They can only come across for a little bit during the eclipse. They tend to peck around at the ground because of these exotic, unusually tasty seeds for them. I understand it's quite interesting and nice to have these new types of meals. Chapter 60. Outside, it's raining. Seems all bliss the blessed. Greasy songs on the drums and span of hands crossed the line. Cooking marshmallow cheese in a campfire as the fries brings us news of the flowers. Hanging out in the big party house. All is grand, it's a beautiful land. Lots of sex and artifacts, crazy stuff all over the walls. It's a good place to be at the Paradise Society. That's where I want to go again. Crazy band playing instruments, open jam, featuring things from guitar to indescribable electronics. The now future going on, several handstands across the lawn. We talk of philosophy for hours, cooking incredible cannabis extracts. Outside, it's raining, seems all bliss, be blessed. Outside, it's raining, seems all bliss, the blessed to be here. I could be here forever. This might even be some form of afterlife for me. If I'm dead, I like it. I like it here. These people, they brew space beer. This is the kind of beer that you drink it from the bottom, and what's in the top stays full until you bring the line up to the end of the glass, and then it's empty. These people are so naked and leaf freedom. Loving it makes you jealous, because you gotta love the people here. I walk with this future society, following their lead into a elementary school. Behind, admiring them, these people, the future kids, so sophisticated and so bright. We walked into that grade school, and right across the gym floor, there's some kind of exhibition going on, but I drunkenly follow new friends with eagerness, even though I fall down a few times and bruise my knees. The audience watching the presentation seems a bit annoyed, but they don't destroy us, and we go out the side door and wander the neighborhood giggling. Laughing because I was surprised. Future people are so right, and I wish I could be with them forever, even though I don't belong, because I'm wrong. I am from the older and dirtier generations. I am from the bad impact, violated pollution, urination nations. I am the past looking at the beautiful future with awe. Yeah, but what goes down now? That we're old and diseased all week with yellow skin and no teeth? Here's the new people to start a wonderful new place, just waiting for us to die off so they can erase all the bad deeds that we brought along from all these older generations. They're gonna form a one-world happy little dancing nation. There's little you Christians can do to stop them. They're behind that they're freezing out, they're free now, the leash is off. What are you gonna do? How are you gonna get back on you with yellow skin and no teeth, geezers? What are you going to do to take away now that you're too weak to get out of your wheelchair? The old world with Ray and I. A new spring comes on this land. I only wish I was young enough to join them, as I shut up, choke, and die. But now I am camped out at the Great Ziggurat. I'm soaking wet and I don't know why. Been pretty fucked up the last several hundred days. Living in this Great Ziggurat. They dug it up across the field from me a couple years ago. Turns out to be the greatest archaeological building ever discovered in North America. The Great Ziggurat was made about 700 years from now. But oddly enough, it's been buried underground for around 24,000 years. That's where my new home is, so to speak. But not all good because I'm a slave. Forced labor, I have to go down to the 1,400,000 rooms and forage for supplies that the ancients left. Chapter 61. We are all in the web of the spider god. I've been following the shelter belts, and when greed and progress has subsections of it down, I've reconstructed the line, facts with old maps and projects and whatever else I can find out. Maybe talk to people, get permission to go down there. Now, the shelter belt. They usually are suspicious. You don't like people talking about yourself, your mouth. I don't like these other folks any, for they have interest in them genes to suggest that they're in some way trying to reconnect with the Confederate government access. During a call, dressing wrinkled people now, in their final years are trying to get rich. I can still want more. You could be a millionaire, no more conservative mindset, no money. I've been calling the silver bells, and when reason progress chops sections down, reconstruction using lab world, find out maybe, are usually missing. I don't like people like me in person, just your spirit, the zombie turn, all wriggle people now years and one more tree. And more service work, Micro. Connectors. Interspiritual bliss. No agrado, a taco for the forlorn. Written so feel now, walking down, I stepped in the mud puddle. Now my shoes are soaked with water. Mud inside on my bare feet below. Sockless, and my ankles, the pants all covered with water and a little mud. Approaching this place that we call the Elven Spire, I think I stepped off the path. I'm in a field, but this smartphone light is so bright I can't see anything but this glow. Something up ahead is a freaking huge ass construct. Seems ancient to me. They put it in this field in 1973. Didn't give us a choice. It's a power electrical power tower. It's two long poles with a crucifix cross annexed below. With an electrical tank so huge, it baffles my mind how big it is. As a kid, we had to have it in the field. They pay us a very, very small amount of money monthly to have it, but we could have more money with the crop if we'd been allowed to grow them. And this is a silent, silent, silent night. Only the crickets and the sound of my ankles brushing against the crops that remain, that could have not been turned down by the tractors and combines. Now I am approaching the new electrical spire. With lost keys of space between our field and someone else's. The great hollow spider is made of metal and it goes up high. Now walking in silence. Only the sound of my footsteps and my voice reciting this into the microphone of the smartphone. The crickets, sometimes they are completely silent. And it's kind of spooky when this sudden silence of all these insects happens. heading for the hills and far away. We could just call it that if they are open and if I made it. It's really a modern electrical tower place on our property, but we don't have benefit from the electricity. This is the new grid. We had electrical towers on our land, but they are old grid. I'm lost in the past now and almost to the fire. We are all in the web of the spider god. You can hear the web in the call of insects, in the alpha wave white noise of fire and rain. In the end of afterlife, purple, flat, pulsing plane. And when we die, I want to be refired, time to go higher into these dreams that we've woven thought, sleep, filtered through life, this in our new land, a place where it's okay for you to do a handstand.